This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. Before we jump into this, you guys, I want to say I'm going to be at PAX. I'm really excited about it. Crawler's going to be with me. More people from the community are going to be there. Nady Nay and a handful of others, Lindsay. And I cannot wait to hang with you guys. We are going to be doing a meetup at 6 p.m. at Dick's Burger on Capitol Hill, and then the party might continue over at a brewery right near there, but we just got to wait and see how everything pans out. So that is the tentative plan right now. Of course, you can talk to me in the Discord about it, but if you're going to be at PAX, we want to hang with you. All right. Speaking of PAX, if you guys want to help out with any of our with the travel cost and the lodging and all that stuff, we're going to be covering this thing extensively. There's going to be a number of podcasts, YouTube videos, TikToks, shorts, all the above. I'm going to work Crawler like you guys wouldn't believe. If you want to help out with our expenses, it's n64josh.com/donate. And I am doing a stream on Sunday where you guys get to pay for the time slots of which games I play. So love to see you guys turn out for that. I appreciate everything. And for everybody that's listening, you guys are all amazing. So thank you so much for making these. Without you guys listening to the show, I wouldn't be able to cover PAX. Like, they wouldn't be reaching out to me to be able to cover events like this. So I can't thank you enough. I'm just so very grateful. With that, let's jump into the news, shall we? Sonic's original rabbit design is being added to Sonic Superstars Digital Deluxe Edition. It says get some exclusive content. And there's a tweet here from Sonic Stadium, Sonic the Hedgehog community. It says, breaking: Sonic Superstars Digital Deluxe Edition will come with a rabbit skin based off of Sonic's prototype rabbit design, Mecha Sonic parts for battle mode, the Lego Fun Pack, and digital art book and mini OST and bonus menu wallpaper. So pretty awesome, pretty cool that Sonic's original prototype, the rabbit, is going to be playable in the Digital Deluxe Edition. Now, the question is, which one are you picking up? I'm thinking this is going to be the route I am going to go. Now, looking at the article here, it says at the end of the new trailer, Sega also lifted the lid on the game's Digital Deluxe Edition. This will set Sonic fans back $69.99, and it comes with a Lego Fun Pack. Now, the Lego Fun Pack is like, it's legit Legos. It's looks like Tails, Knuckles, and I don't remember her name, you guys. I forgive me, because I didn't really even know who she was up until recently, because I just didn't play that many Sonic games. So I'm not sure who the pink hedgehog is, if it's even a hedgehog. Forgive me, Sonic fans. I know you guys are gonna come at me. But it's, you get the Lego characters. I think for me, the skin of the original Sonic design, I think that's one of the coolest things ever, honestly. So this will probably be the direction I end up going. That'd be my guess. But what about you? Do you guys think this is worth the extra money? Let me know on the podcast player on Spotify. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts. And remember, every comment that is made on the podcast enters you to win a chance at some eShop points each month. So, or an eShop card each month. So make sure you're on Spotify and you're leaving some questions or comments there for me. All right. Warhammer 40,000. Daka Squadron is an aerial assault on the senses. And it's coming to the Nintendo Switch. Let's see. Red Deer Games has revealed Warhammer 40K. Daka Squadron for the Nintendo Switch, developed by Phosphor Studios and launching soon, whenever that means. There's no great deal. There's not a great deal to go on at the moment other than it's aerial combat game and your mission, as Red Deer Game puts it, is to fight. The debut trailer is short and sweet. Let's take a look at it real quick. It says it's a bit of an assault on the senses. I'm going to turn the volume down. I have a sinking feeling that this is going to play like Crimson Skies. It already looks very similar. And I am telling you right now that if this plays and feels as good as Crimson Skies, I will be all over this thing. Like, absolutely all over it. Crimson Skies is one of my all-time favorites. I'm going to rewind the trailer a little bit, guys. This is so similar. The graphics are so similar to Crimson Skies, the way the landscape, the way the planes look. It looked like the planes were like not super smooth, but maybe it's an early build. I don't know. This one's on my radar. All right. If it has online multiplayer, oh my goodness. I will be over the moon excited. This will be fantastic. Moving on. If you're a fan of Star Wars, Dark Forces remaster announced for the Nintendo Switch. So the classic PlayStation and PC title, Star Wars Dark Forces, is finally getting the remaster treatment from the accomplished team at Night Dive Studios, and it's coming to the Nintendo Switch family of systems. The project is a joint collaboration between Night Dive Studios and Lucasfilm Games, and will be a high-resolution experience with a super smooth frame rates. The PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X version will feature 4K resolution at 120 FPS. Night Dive says that a release date for Dark Forces will be announced later this year. But for now, check out this trailer. Now, because this was PC and PlayStation, never played this game. I remember seeing like the box art for it, but I've never played it. So let's take a quick look at this trailer. Of course, if you guys are on Spotify, you can see the video. Otherwise, I will kind of give you a little bit of a play-by-play. And again, if this is a game you have some history with, let me know in the comments on Spotify. So, Dark Forces Remaster. Let's see if there's much to this trailer. Oh yeah, there's a little bit here. So obviously, like it looks very old, right? No question there. But high res, much higher res, first person shooter. It's got some serious Doom vibes. It really, really does. I wasn't expecting what I was expecting, but it's just not a game that was ever on my radar or something that I played. But I'm fairly certain from what I can remember that a lot of people that were, you know, in the PlayStation family or on PC do enjoy this game. So I'm excited to have another Star Wars title on the Nintendo Switch. And this one looks like have you guys heard this term before? It's a boomer shooter. So it's very much a boomer shooter. And if you're into games like the classic Dooms and Wolfenstein, then it's very much up your alley. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom updated to version 1.2.1. Here's some of the patch notes. It says, fixed an issue that sometimes caused the screen to flicker intensely when large amounts of stamps were placed on the map. Fixed an issue that prevented players from obtaining the contents of treasure chests attached to flux constructs when the treasure chest vanished as a result of the flux constructs attacks. If the chests vanish, reloading the save data will either restore the treasure chest or cause the chest contents to automatically appear in your pouch. If a certain event does not trigger when talking to Colton after collecting all the bubble gems, downloading this update data will fix it so that the event triggers. Several other issues have been addressed to improve the gameplay experience. So if you guys are like me, you have yet to download the first patch for Tears of the Kingdom, because you don't want any of your duplication glitches getting fixed, right? So my Switch is still in the same update, has not updated the Switch update that came out. None of it. It is all because I'm trying to keep my Tears of the Kingdom at the original 1.1.0. So let's see. Here we go. Here, moving on. Night Dive Studio, who we just talked about, Boomer Shooter, Star Wars Dark Forces, also working on Turok 3 Shadow of Oblivion, coming to Switch in November. Man, seeing the screenshot for this one really does take me back. There is a quote from the developer. It says, "The Turok series is one of the classic touchstones of gaming, and being able to provide the newest and improved version of Turok 3 Shadows of Oblivion is a great feeling. It makes full use of the latest version of our Kex engine, and we're excited to share the game with players later this year. Here are a few of the key features. The remastered version of the 2000s classic, available for the first time since its Nintendo 64 release. Up to 4K 120 FPS performance on PC, PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One, and Series X. Advanced rendering features including anti-aliasing, bloom, ambient occlusion, dynamic shadows, and motion blur. Remastered environments, environment art, character models, and updated weapon models. Optional motion gyro controls for the Switch and the gamepad rumble. Trophies and achievements on Windows PC via Steam, PlayStation, and Xbox consoles." Let's go ahead and fire this.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Looking like here. So let's take a quick peek at that. Oh my goodness. The aliens coming through the portals. Yo, this looks really good. I mean, it's definitely a 64 game. There's no question there, but with the right amount of love, I feel like even 64 games can look okay. You know, obviously it seems like there's quite a few sharp edges, but overall it looks pretty stellar. And oh, this is the one where you don't play as Turok. I don't know if it's like his daughter or who it is, but I remember this one. I do. And it's a fantastic title. So if you're looking for some classic FPS gameplay, make sure to check out Turok 3 in November. Moving on, Sonic Superstars launches on the 17th of October, the same week as Super Mario Wonder. What do you guys think about this? You're going to be picking them both up? I know I am. I cannot wait for both these games. And I'm going to have to play through Sonic super quick so that I can get into Wonder. We all know that's not happening. So this tweet went out. It said, "Sonic Superstars is arriving October 17th. Get ready to enjoy local co-op with up to 4 players, or take your gaming online in the free-for-all battle mode." So, and then there's a multiplayer trailer, but what are they saying right there? You can just do the free-for-all battle mode, but not the game online? Like, that's kind of the impression they're giving here. So we're firing up the trailer they tweeted out, if it'll play. It looks like it's not going to play for me, though. So that's, or I guess it's not a tweet anymore, is it? It's just a post that they posted out. What a silly name change. New Pokemon. Poltergeist, I guess, is the new character. And there's a tweet that went out from Pokemon that says, "Meet Poltergeist, a newly discovered Pokemon from the land of Kitakami in the hidden treasure of Area Zero." And it is a interesting looking Pokemon, I would say. Very, very, very interesting. Obviously ghost type, I mean, I can only assume. And love to see more. We always love to see more Pokemon being added to the game. I know there's kind of some cool stuff going on with the Terra raids right now. I don't know how many of you guys are still playing. I got a message from Antoine today saying he's still playing some Pokemon. So I wish I had the time. I'd love to jump back in and play with some of the stuff. Hopefully when the DLC drops, I'll be able to find some time. But let's watch the video here from Pokemon. Oh, again, we're not going to get it to load. That's unfortunate. But it's like a jar with some slime coming out of it almost. It's a cool looking design. I like it. I'm here for it. So love seeing that. Monolith Soft Director says the next Xenoblade will be vastly different from what came before. Looking at the article here, it says Monolith Soft Director Tetsuya Takahashi has said the next Xenoblade game will be vastly different from previous games in the series. This news has been translated from a message written in Japanese, which is included with the new Xenoblade official soundtrack set. The next game from the acclaimed Monolith Soft will clearly be on Nintendo's upcoming new hardware, of which we know next to nothing about, which is very true. But the news should excite fans about their beloved RPG series. And here's what Takahashi said in his message. He said, when this term was decided on, it says Offseer, or and I think in Japanese it's pronounced Okuribito, or Okuribito, I'm guessing. Somebody will correct me, I'm sure. Which means Offseer. And it says, when this term was decided on, the music direction of this title fell into place more smoothly. This was a clear concept with a strong foundation. It could not crumble, and uniformity across all tracks is something I felt was the best for the series. And I think it's an incredible way each song complements one another, save for one song. Carrying the Weight of Life, a track that takes cue from Engage the Enemy, is the first Xenoblade. There was something about it that didn't sit right with me. I should say beforehand, the quality of the music itself is very high. I'm always impressed by Hiramatsu's passion for writing music. It's undoubtedly one of the best songs. In addition, there's no doubt that this is what users are looking for. And yet this is what didn't sit well with me. Let's rewind 15 years. At the time of Japanese TV dramas, there was a popular trend playing striking music at the closing of a chapter. With this type of music, Hirakawa's music was especially powerful, and particularly liked his music in Iroh and Devil. I think it was around 2006, 2008. I wanted to incorporate this kind of powerfulness into a video game, and when I ordered music for Xenoblade, I presented his music as a sample of the kind of direction I was looking for. So if you continue through, this is an extremely long article, so we'll get down near the bottom. It says, I'm sure some wish it played a little more often, but considering that one of the themes of Xenoblade Chronicles 3 or of Xenoblade 3 is not to be afraid of change and walk into the future, I think this is as much as you can do. I'm trying to see here. I presented the music, Xenoblade X, told him the story. So I'm not quite seeing where he spoke specifically. It says, utilizing this title this day, it didn't sit well with me, honestly, since the days of Xenoblade 2. With Japanese and overseas, this kind of style is really used in a drama scene anymore, and the mainstream style is to play ambient style music that does not necessarily arouse the viewer's emotion. I love that this is such an important aspect for them when they're putting these games out. I think it's great. So continuing on with the rest of the article, it says, rather than playing on the defense, going on the offense change rather than maintain. This is a stance that has continued to be on hold for 30 years. If there's another Xenoblade, it will likely be something vastly different from what came before in style and music. And I would like to make my next goal something that will betray everyone's expectations in a good way. So there you go. It's going to betray our expectations in a good way. I'm here for it. I think it's going to be great. Well, if you're a fan of a Punch-Out, Thunder Ray is right up your alley. So I watched the trailer for this thing. It looks insane. This looks like the Super Punch-Out sequel that we have always wanted. Not that the game on the Wii wasn't good, it was fantastic, but this is like hand-drawn anime style, over the top, and it is coming out later this year. We just have a coming soon. And I feel like if you watch the end of the trailer, you get to the end of the trailer, they do give a date, but just like anything, that can always change, right? So it does say September, but the thumbnails is coming soon. So not quite sure what's going on there with this title. But if you are a fan of Punch-Out, this is one you do not want to miss. And lastly, says Super Mario site, says details of online play coming at a later date. So we're going to be interesting to hear what Johnny has to say about this one. But there's still a chance that we might be able to play Super Mario Brothers Wonder online. And I wonder if it has anything to do with the amount of sales that it makes. That might be a factor. So we will just have to wait and see. But I sure do hope that there is an opportunity to play this game with some of you. So thank you guys so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. And we will see you in the next one. Remember, bring your 3DS to PAX so that we can spot pass. Bye, everybody. Or I'll stay a little longer. Let's try that again.